The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner professional, joined in the studio by another certified financial planner professional, Doug Neal, and Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, all three of us from Neal Financial Group, and of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us. And welcome, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Good. What time is it?
It's daylight. Yeah. Daylight.
Yeah. More concentration required this morning for getting through things. In fact, I just had my smart device iPhone whoop-de-doo thing here in my hand, and I was like, man, what's going on? A couple of things were way out of kilter on the measurements of different things, and I thought,
Tony's phone had the market up 180 points. My phone had it down 40 points.
And I just thought, well, that's not right. But parts of it were having their problems today, too, just refreshing. But, yeah, the markets are just kind of flat this morning, nothing really big. Moving one way or the other, the oil and gas sector, of course, kind of dragging a little bit on things this morning. I guess people are losing some confidence that the Iranians might freeze some of their output.
Yeah,
well, that's a shocker.
The oil's been so low, it's kind of bottomed out, and so now it's just a year or two or three recovery mode.
It's just a matter of waiting at this point.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to wait, though.
Yeah, it's hard to wait, especially when you have, especially with a lot of investors here in Texas and in Central Texas. You know, oil is one of those things that we've come to rely on, and people are very comfortable investing in the energy sector.
Well, so many people work in it, or they have friends or relatives that do. So a lot of people tend to invest in what they know.
Right.
Or know something about, or feel that they do. Some sort of familiarity, right? So again, it's more about diversification. We're going to have a little talk about that again. And market volatility in a couple weeks, I'm going to address a bunch of folks who invest in their very lucrative 401k plan at a company here in the Houston area. And we're going to talk about volatility.
Yeah, they have some very good charts, Tony, or you got some very good charts. I looked at those the other day, and it shows that, okay, if you got out of the market in 2008, you know, and it shows what the market did. And what if you got out and got back in a year later? What if you just stayed in? And it gives you the scenarios on that in real terms.
Yeah. So
I like pictures.
I do, too. I like good pictures. And then that way I don't have to do a lot of splaining, do I? No, just let the pictures do the job. But, of course, we have to paint pictures for you a little bit here on the radio, which we're going to do. And, by the way, before we go any farther, we want to tell you that we've got a very important hint coming up for you right after we take this commercial break. Yes, you want to stay tuned because we could save you some tax dollars. And if you haven't filed yet, super important, even if you have filed, you're still going to want to know about this. So we'll come back with that info, plus some pitfalls about inheriting stuff that you don't want to go into. Jamie Keys is going to talk a little bit about that. And we'll cover the rest of the markets this morning for you. By the way, if you've got a question right now and you got to go somewhere, do something, whatever, now is your great opportunity to give us a call on our radio line. And we'll talk to you while all these commercials are going to be playing. So it'll be just you and the Money Makeover team from Neal Financial. So here is our number to do that. Go ahead and give us a call, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Stay tuned. You are listening to the Money Makeover Show.
Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
hear the saving message of Jesus Christ at Champion Fellowship every Sunday at 9 and 10:45 a.m. The Champion Kids Nursery, Sunday School, and Kids Church for up to 6th grade are available during both services. Spanish translation headsets are available during the second service. Wednesday night ministries, Awana for age 3 through 6th grade, Overflow for 7th through 12th grades, and Adult Bible Study have resumed. Find out more online at championfellowship.org or call 979-277-9090. Champion Fellowship, loving God, loving others, and sharing Christ with the world.
If you're hearing this, you probably didn't leave town for spring break. And you're in luck. Hi, this is Jesse with Buddy's Appliance. We have our entire inventory on sale this week. We're calling it our Spring Break Spectacular. We're talking Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid. Top quality name brands at rock bottom prices. In the market for a new washer? Buddy's has Whirlpool and Maytag, front loaders, and top loaders on sale this week. Want to know the real scoop on the different kinds? Buddy's has the knowledge and experience to help you get the most bang for your buck during Buddy's Spring Break Spectacular. Thinking of a new refrigerator? Buddy's has over 25 different models on display. Check out the new Whirlpool 4-door French door or the Economy 18-foot top freezer, Amana, or how about the counter-depth KitchenAid? Lots to choose from, all on sale during Buddy's Appliance Spring Break Spectacular going on right now. That's Buddy's Appliance at 3815 South Texas Avenue in Bryan and 2312 South Market Street in Brenham.
Hi, this is Kate with Woodson Lumber. Whether you're involved in new construction or a home renovation, build it right with quality tools from Woodson Lumber. We have a terrific selection of tools from leading manufacturers such as Milwaukee, Hitachi, Grip-Rite, Makita, and Stanley Bostitch. Our knowledgeable professionals will be happy to recommend the ideal product for your next project. Because for more than 100 years, your dream starts here at Woodson Lumber in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
For over 100 years, your dreams start here.
When it comes to your prescription medicines, there are two important things you want from your pharmacist. You want your prescriptions filled accurately, and you want them filled promptly. Since 1953, families in Brenham and Washington County have relied on the skill and advice of a local pharmacist at 303 North Park Street. From its beginnings as Roy Wheezy Pharmacy to its current name, Kenjura Pharmacy, trust has always been an important part of their business. The next time you need to fill a prescription, do what others have been doing for decades. Ask for Kenjura Pharmacy in downtown Brenham.
If you don't have trust in your marriage, then what do you have? If you don't trust your clergy, then what do you have? If you don't trust your healthcare professional, it's time to find a new one. For hearing services, trust Paget Hearing Center. They have the latest technology and offer a 30-day trial period on all hearing aids. And with their long history in Brenham of integrity, honesty, and service, you can trust Paget Hearing Center, 103 West Alamo in Brenham. Now serving their second and third generations of clients. Paget Hearing Center. Call 830-0865 today.
For the freshest seafood in Brenham, go Out on Deck. All your favorite seafood dishes served so fresh, you'll believe you're on deck of the actual fishing vessel. Fresh Gulf shrimp, flounder, and oysters. Fried catfish, frog legs, and even crawfish etouffee. Plus, On Deck also serves ribeyes, sirloins, and chicken fried steak. And no matter what you decide for your entree, you'll love one of On Deck's special desserts. Plus, On Deck's weekday lunch specials are only $4.95. Spend your time on deck, FM 389 and Highway 290, for the freshest seafood in town.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. We have a great website. Do get by there. Lots of terrific information. Totally free of charge. And you will not be harassed by anyone, including us, for going on that website. But there are great hints about how things work, how things actually can help you in your financial lives. It can be anything from estate planning and wills information, how do things work with that, IRA information, general investing principles, college savings plans, you name it, anything to do with you and your money, and you can get terrific information, unbiased, unfiltered stuff, easy to understand right there at our website at moneymakeoverteam.com. Moneymakeoverteam.com.
I got a couple key dates. It's just a real short thing here that just as a heads up. Number one, if you want to do an IRA, if you have to do a required minimum distribution from last year and you haven't done it yet, you got to do it before April 1st.
But you can only do that if it's your first time.
Correct.
RMD.
Yeah, if you already messed up and missed out on December 31, if that's not the case for you, then you got a little problem.
Well, I have a client that did that. He miscalculated and he had to take out an extra $433, but he's got to pay penalty on that.
He's going to pay 50% penalty tax on that?
They're trying to get a hardship clause on it, but it's $433. But yeah, the penalty's 50%. So the key date, if you haven't taken your RMD from last year yet and the first time, you got to do April 1st, not the 15th. April 1st. Another one that you have to do is the Social Security. If you're a full retirement age right now at 66 and you want to file and suspend, you got till what, the end of April?
Yeah.
You got to get it done before then. I got to call my brother and make sure he's done it. Somehow, I just don't know. I just want to make sure he's done that. So that's a key date. Another date there isn't a deadline for, but if you have a college student or age student, the FAFSA forms need to get in sooner than later right now.
Oh, yeah, the student aid forms.
The student aid forms. You need to get those done. So those are some key things coming up. And also, if you want to do your IRAs,
yes, that was our big hint we were giving before the break, which is let's save you some money if you're doing a pre-tax traditional IRA contribution for 2015. You can still do it between now and when you file your tax return, which is the 18th, by the way, of April this year, right? So get that done. Be sure you write on your check for that contribution that it is for 2015. For your pre-tax traditional IRA, right? And for a Roth IRA. If you're not going to take a tax deduction on what you're putting in, you're doing a Roth, again, you still have until you file your tax return on the 18th of April to get that in and have it qualify for 2015.
Yeah, that little tidbit of information Tony just said by writing the date on your check, do that because some companies will not label that contribution. If you've got an IRA open, I'm thinking of one company in particular, I'm not going to mention them. If you send a check in today, they'll just credit it for 2016 on your statement. And that's not, you know, on your check, you could have it for 2015. You got to have some proof if you ever get audited that it was for 2015. Because the statement from the company won't show that.
Yeah, and if you're going to also put in your 2016 year contribution early, right? You want to get everything done, right? Remember, you need to make two checks, really, because you've got to have one of them labeled for 2015 and the other one labeled for 2016. So just do yourself a favor there.
Yeah, and a couple of things about that is one of the issues that comes up sometimes is normally when you're calculating your tax return with whoever your tax preparer is, whether that's an accountant, a CPA, whoever it happens to be, is you calculate your estimated tax and you say, well, I have to put this much money in order to save money on my taxes. And you can put up to whatever the limits are. And the wife of one of my sons thought that if she put in $6,000, $5,000, whatever the number was, it would reduce their tax by that much.
Oh,
and
no,
it does not work that way.
Surprise. No.
It's a deduction, not a tax credit.
Yeah, the credit is dollar for dollar off your taxes. Deductions have to do with how much you're paying and what
just
your bracket is.
Yeah, reduces your income.
Yes.
Yeah,
so.
Be careful how you qualify or how you label things. Because I was talking with a couple yesterday, and that's what brought this up. She had to take her required minimum distribution from last year was her first year. She hadn't done it yet. So she had to get it done by April 1st. And then he was talking about, he was younger, but he was talking about taking money out of his IRA. Can I pick which shares, because he invested in some stock, can I pick which shares I take out for my distribution? I said, well, it doesn't make any difference. It's ordinary income. Well, he forgot to say it was non-qualified, non-deductible IRA that he had done.
Yeah, that's a whole other discussion.
Correct. And so I said, no, you got to label it correctly when you're telling me this, because if you say, hey, I'm taking money out of my IRA, it's all ordinary income. Doesn't matter, capital gains or whatever. but he didn't say non-deductible IRA. So
yeah, and that's the other point that I was going to get to, because, Tony, you had mentioned the fact that if you're going to put money into a Roth, you have until a certain time for 2015, and you would, you know, the natural reaction to that is, well, what difference does it make? I don't get a deduction for it anyway. Well, there are limits.
That's right.
There are limits as to the amount of money that you can put into a Roth, just like they are on a traditional. And therefore, it does matter which year you're doing it for.
Yeah. So just be word to the wise there. And I know this is tax season, and everybody's either already filed or just gotten some 1099s. You know, some of those are late because of adjustments that whatever brokerage firm or whatever you're using have to make.
There's three dates. There's February 15th, when originally all the 1099s are supposed to come out. And then there's the end of February for corrected 1099s. And then there's March 15th for some special investments that have to do with mortgages. I'm not going to go into detail. So if you've got any of those things, and you may not know, I just got a list in Friday of two of my clients in Houston that are getting corrected 1099s.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping they didn't file their taxes yet, because now you got to file an amended tax.
Yeah, you have an amended return for that. So, and also, those of you who messed up and somebody in payroll didn't catch it, and you put in more than you should have into your 401k, for instance.
Oh, yes.
To get those mess-ups taken care of, you may end up having to file an amended return, too. I know a couple of people that happened to.
Well, Tony, too, one of the things we had talked about this morning also was, since we're talking about dates and contributing to IRAs, what if I've already filed my tax return, and now I would like to contribute to a traditional IRA for last year? Can I do that?
Well, sure you can. You can still contribute.
Is there a but?
But yeah. You also have to file an amended tax return for 2015 if you've already filed it.
Take advantage of the deduction.
Mm-hmm. So, again, yes, you can do it, but that means you're going to have to amend your return for 2015.
Yeah, just knowing some of the rules. I have a story. I have a client who put money in for his daughter when they were in high school in an IRA, figuring, okay, he had some extra funds, and that's when oil was doing well, and they had some oil royalty checks coming in. So he put some money in each of the girls' accounts. And then, so that was 3, 4, 5 years ago. And then last year, the daughter was in college, and she decided she needed some dollars because the account was in her name, the IRA. And so she started taking money out, and we kept telling her, you're going to have to pay taxes and penalty on this. You sure you need it? Oh, yeah, send me $1,000. I just need $1,000. You're going to have to pay taxes and penalty on it. Yeah, okay. Well, that was in 2014. Now the chickens have come home to roost. Dad called me up and said, we've got a letter from the IRS. It says, we took out $5,800, or my daughter took out $5,800 out of her IRA, and she owes $2,200 in taxes and penalty on that $5,800. He says, is that correct? I said, yes, that's correct.
It's expensive money.
That's very expensive money. So I don't know if Dad's going to make the daughter pay for it, but she doesn't have any money, or if he's got to write a check for $2,200.
So is he going to be contributing to an IRA from now on for her?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I think she burned that bridge.
Yeah. So, again, just be careful how you're doing things. By the way, that's one of the reasons why people like the education savings accounts, the 529 plans, because you or whoever the account holder is, not the student or potential student, but you, if you're the owner of it, you are the owner, period. You are. You control it. Yeah.
Plus, there's no penalty for taking the money out for school. Now, I'm assuming she used it for school.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah. Anyway, that's expensive. So there's little rules and regulations and things you need to know when you're dealing with IRAs, Roth IRAs, non-deductible IRAs, and then there's a thing called a simple IRA.
Oh, yeah. Now, that can really burn you, too.
See, that's four different IRAs, and they all
different
work different.
Kinds. Yeah, that's right. And by the way, the penalties for withdrawals in some cases from a simple IRA, if you got one at your workplace, are 25%. under certain rules.
Yeah, see, even if you're over 59 and a half, you still could get penalized in a simple IRA.
Yeah. So please be careful before you do something. As always, give us a call at the office, and we can at least give you a little bit of factoids here on some of this stuff. If you have questions and don't have time to call us on the program, that's fine. You can always shoot us an email at our website, moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com. Or you can give us a call at the office. Let me give you that number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903.
I wanted to talk a little bit about a statistic that I was telling you guys about as an example of how statistics can be misrepresented. Because, I mean, we're talking, you know, we are in the political season because we're coming up on the presidential election come the fall. And sometimes statistics are, they tell you the truth, but they misrepresent them. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but that's true. In this particular example, it would be, the one I want to talk about is the fact that employment numbers have been better. Employment numbers are up. So unemployment is down.
Yeah, and basically we're at what they call full employment. We're below 5% on the federal employment
figures. Which is good news. But on the other hand, income numbers are down.
Like you say earned income?
Earned income numbers are down. You say, well, how would that work? Well, if I wanted to misrepresent that, I would say that would show that current economic policy would indicate that we are making people poor with our wages, even though employment numbers are up.
Putting them to work, but paying them less.
Yeah. And that would, you know, that is an accurate statement, but that would be a misrepresentation of actually what's going on. Because employment numbers are up, and what's happening is the baby boomers are retiring. And so when they retire, we have somebody who's being paid a lot. And when they get replaced, if you're an employer, what do? You hire a new person. Hire a new person.
A younger one.
And a younger one. And they're going to be making less. And so the statistics are correct in that employment numbers are better. Yes, income levels are down. But it's simply because when the workforce gets replaced, when older people retire, they're the higher wage earners. They get replaced with lower wage income earners, and therefore it skews the numbers for income. And so if I were a politician, I would say, well, man, we're destroying our middle class.
Yeah, okay.
And so that's just an example of how you really have to listen.
Well, you have to look and see what's
actually going on.
The numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like investing, you have to look and see what's behind the numbers about anything. So do be careful of that. Always take a look at all the different angles as much as you can. We all have other things to do with our lives, but this just happens to be one instance where, yes, facts are facts, numbers are numbers.
And how do you want to talk about it?
How do you want to couch that? And does that mean that we're not paying people enough or whatever it is? Or is it this giant mass of people? I mean, this is one of the biggest waves of baby boomers ever to retire right now. Over the last couple of years or so, the biggest wave of people retiring ever.
Yeah, I was just talking with a gentleman yesterday at the donut hour. He worked for Anadarko, and Anadarko said they're going to lay off 1,000 people. That sounds pretty bad. Well, then he was saying that, no, half of those people retired.
Oh, so they retired anyway.
Yeah, they were going to retire anyway. They did it sooner than later, and that was fine. But it says, you know, we're going to lay off 1,000 people. Sounds bad, but they just retired. Now, with that 500 people retiring, that's a lot of experience walking out the door, too. That's the hard part. It's where do you get that experience?
Well, and so we don't know the other end of this equation, though. Again, who have they hired? In some cases, they're going to have to replace those workers with their various skill sets, and they're going to hire people for less money, and they're going to have to work their way up the chain like everybody else who just retired. But in the meantime, they're going to make less money. And again, we're going to be able to say, or some politicians will say, oh, You know, we're not paying people enough.
Yeah, economic policy is bad. We're not paying people enough.
Yeah, and I don't mean this to be any type of political statement.
But you have to look at numbers.
I just think that, you know, when you hear things, you need to take a look and say, well, what's really going on here?
So what's going on with you and your portfolio? What about all this volatility? You can only read so much doom and gloom or hear it in various news and media outlets, not to feel like, oh, man, you know, should I ever put any money in my 401k, yada, yada, yada. All right, what do some of those indicators mean? What about when the market drops 10%? We've had that recently. Well, how often does that happen? Well, what does this mean? What does it mean for you? We're going to talk about that when we come back from this break. In the meantime, you got questions, we got answers right here on the Money Makeover Show. Let's give you our on-air number, which means that you will be calling during the commercials that are about to roll. So you will not be on the air if you call us now. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Tony, Jamie, Doug, and Craig will be back with more Money Makeover Show.
So I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones.
Hey, kids, spring break's here, and there's no place for good times like Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park in Brenham. Open at noon from Friday, March 11th through Sunday, March 20th. Horseshoe Junction Extreme Wristbands get you unlimited go-karts, unlimited bumper boats, unlimited miniature golf, unlimited rock wall and unlimited jumpers, unlimited palladium, and unlimited laser tag. That's right, unlimited fun all day long from open to close at Horseshoe Junction. And now come experience the brand new Lucky Gulch mining experience at Horseshoe Junction. There's gold in them there hills. Come and see if you can strike it rich padding for authentic gemstones and treasures. Or for the more adventurous, try your hand at mining for ancient fossils and shark's teeth from around the world. Either way, you're sure to have a great time and leave with some great memories and treasure. Remember, the spring break fun never ends at Horseshoe Junction.
At Brenham LP Gas, your comfort is their business. Specializing in safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane, Brenham LP Gas has been in business serving the community for 65 years. Let them show you a variety of Rheem water heaters, Heat Star heaters, and a variety of burners to fit any of your heating and cooking needs. At Brenham LP Gas, they care, and they offer prompt delivery and service to almost anywhere. Stop by Brenham LP Gas at 302 West Main in Brenham, or call 979-836-2331 for safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane and propane appliances.
Golden Years Home Care is the company to call for experts in health care for seniors living at home. If you need wound care, injections or IV therapy, chronic disease management, light housekeeping, or meal preparation, call Golden Years Home Care. Golden Years Home Care has built a reputation for being a reliable expert provider of home health services. Call them today at 979-251-7705. Golden Years Home Care Specialist, serving Brenham and the surrounding counties.
Not everyone has perfect vision, and many people won't admit they need bifocals. But at Dr. Gerald Tiaden's office, art and science work together so you can have corrected vision while looking like you have perfect 20/20 vision. Dr. Tiaden offers complete optometry and optical services, including tests for glaucoma, field of vision, fashion eyewear, contact lenses, invisible bifocals, and Costa sunglasses with or without a prescription. Call Dr. Tiaden at 836-3597 for your appointment. That's 836-3597, or go see them at 2448 Beck Drive.
When it comes to your prescription medicines, there are two important things you want from your pharmacist. You want your prescriptions filled accurately, and you want them filled promptly. Since 1953, families in Brenham and Washington County have relied on the skill and advice of a local pharmacist at 303 North Park Street. From its beginnings as Roy Wheezy Pharmacy to its current name, Kenjura Pharmacy, trust has always been an important part of their business. The next time you need to fill a prescription, do what others have been doing for decades. Ask for Kenjura Pharmacy in downtown Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Well, Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Navarro, Certified Financial Planner, joined in the studio this morning with Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant, and of course, Craig Montana, running the studio for us. If you've got questions about things, you can either call us during the program or you can give us a few minutes and let us get back to the office after 10 o'clock. So call us like around 10:15 or so, and we will try to answer your question. Let me give you the office phone number again. It's 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Or you can go by the website, click on being able to send us an email question. We do respond to those, and that website is
MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. That's MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. And you can also, if you want to listen to prior shows, you can look at the topics and then zero in on whatever topic we were talking about that particular day.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we got the podcast for you right there. So no reason why you can't just go ahead and tune in on those things as well. Nice part of that is you can speed through the commercials. Anyway, yeah. So, by the way, the stock markets are pretty much flat this morning. There are some specific things that are a little bit on the upside here, some specific stocks and investments and whatnot. Not everything's just kind of flat and piddling around here. But again, you know, we came off of a pretty tough start to the year. I mean, it was darn
tough.
Very tough
start.
Yes. Down over 10% in some cases, right around 10% in most. And it was a scary little ride for everybody. And as I mentioned before the break, I'm going to go and do a little talk to a group of employees as kind of a 401k part of their education on their plan. But basically, they wanted me to talk about volatility. And, you know, I've got a few factoids here, and I think it's helpful for all of us. I just want to go over a couple of points here. A bear market is defined as a 20% drop in market valuation. Now, those things come and go along with major market cycles. Corrections are what we had at the beginning of the year, that 10% downside. And that those happen relatively frequently. Do we realize that?
I see twice on the charts here in the last year that we've had, I guess three times, had some major corrections. And now come back again.
Yeah, and there's more, by the way. A lot of analysis and chart folks and all that have discovered that the markets have pulled back 5% four times a year on average, or about once every quarter throughout the history of the stock market. Now, that's quite a long time, right? Wall Street Journal actually did some stats on this. And typically, markets have recovered within 3 months, hardly long enough to, as they say, justify a panic with everybody dumping their stocks or mutual funds or whatever. Bear markets, the ones that are going to go down 20% or more, typically regenerated, came back up in less than 20 months. And this is going back years and years and years and years ago. It hurts at the time, but this is not all that unusual.
That's why we strongly suggest if you think you're going to retire in the next 2 to 3 years, you need to start planning ahead of time. Because if you're in a bear market right now, and you have the option, you're probably not going to retire because that means your assets are worth a whole lot less than they were before. Well, according to this, you got 20 months, a little over a year and a half, for it to come back again. So if you started planning 2 or 3 years in advance, you should be in good shape.
So Wall Street Journal saying here, lesson number one is do not let market gyrations totally destroy your scenario that you're creating for yourself, your investments, right? So that doesn't mean that every single investment is going to pay off. You have to do some homework, or at least you have to be willing to ride with things a little bit up and down, and you need to be properly diversified so not everything goes down at one time.
And that means not everything's going to go up at one time,
sure,
too.
Yeah.
But if you spread it around, you take a lot less risk.
So, yes, boring, yes, asset allocation, yeah, same old stuff. But the statistics don't lie. It does actually work. Now, keep in mind the diversification, it says here, amongst different investments lets you spread everything around different assets and markets, limiting the wild swings somewhat so you're not just totally going way up and totally going way down and all this other stuff. So, again, you're limiting the upsides and downsides, and you end up somewhere a little bit more toward the middle. Now, it says in here, market veterans, including some big predictors and forecasters, have weathered long stretches of markets moving in both directions. And bottom line, worry less about certainty of things and more about getting a degree of confidence that what you're doing is going to carry you through some of the rough patches. But rough patches are there.
Well, I think the other lesson about that is there are certain things that you can control.
Yeah.
And those things that you cannot control, you can't worry about those. And that's sometimes that's hard to do. But you can do something about the things you control. And so, you know, if you have investments, worry about the things that you can take care of. The example that I was thinking of is, for example, what you had talked about, Doug. If you're retiring, there are some things about retirement you can control. Sometimes there are things about retirement you can't control. And if the company has said you are going to retire on this date,
yeah,
you don't have any control over that. And that happens to be the day that we have a 20% drop in the market. That can really negatively affect you. Mm-hmm. And that's another reason why you need to start thinking about it 2 to 3 years in advance, because you can start reallocating in anticipation of that particular day.
Yeah, the gentleman I was talking to yesterday from Anadarko, he had said that he was 57. He said, but I started planning at 52 so that because in the oil business, you never know how long you're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So he started planning for his retirement then, so he was ready any time. So when they made the offer, he said, yeah, I'm gone instantly, but he started early enough to make it happen. So that's the whole key, is get your strategy together.
Well, and that's what the free review is really great about. So many of you bring in what you're doing in your 401k or 403b plan or a simple IRA or your brokerage account, your IRAs, whatever, and you say, how am I doing? You know, take a look, and is there something I can do better? Is there some other way I need to be thinking about things? Or I'm getting closer to retirement now. I know what you said about getting your ducks in a row and starting to plan on things if you're getting closer to retirement. How should I change anything, or should I change anything in my portfolio here of what I'm doing?
And one of the things that you've talked about, Tony, with 401k plans is the fact that as you get closer to retirement, you may want to reallocate the amount that you already have investing, and that would allow you to be maybe a little bit more aggressive on the amount of money that's going in, your regular contributions, to try and bump those numbers up.
So that's one of those things you're talking about, Jamie, you have control over.
That's correct.
Yes. Yeah, and most of you don't know that you can do this. I haven't seen a plan yet out there that you can't take the pool of money that you've already accumulated, that's your current account, and invest that in a different, more conservative way than your ongoing contributions, which are going to be a little bit more aggressive. Because what do you have the opportunity to do with stuff that's the money that's coming out of your paycheck every pay period and going into that plan? What do you have the chance to do? You have a chance to be like Warren Buffett, Carl Icahn, Donald Trump,
yeah,
everybody, right? And that is to buy
low
and sell
high.
Uh-huh. So when things are really rotten, man, you have a chance to go in there and do what they do.
See,
buy low.
And that's one of the mistakes that I've seen is I've had employees say, well, I reallocated. And they thought they were reallocating their pool of money, but in actuality, they were reallocating their ongoing contribution.
Oops.
And so they looked at their statement and said, well, it didn't do what I wanted it to do. Well, it only did what you told it to do.
Yeah. So remember, when you're reallocating, if you're doing it on your own, you usually have those two buckets of money to work with. You've got what's already in there and accumulated for you over time. And then you have the other bucket, which is your ongoing paycheck to paycheck contribution or deferral into your plan. Those can be set up in different ways. No need to suffer and bite your nails off every time the market gyrates around with what you've already been working hard and saved up over the time, right? So you can do that differently than what you're putting in right now. Oh, so don't forget that. Meantime, what else have we got to talk about? How about some boo-boos we don't want you to do, and we see it. There's an article Jamie has about inheriting trouble. Oh, yeah. What about your stuff that you want to leave to somebody else? Is it going to all get there to whoever you want it to go to and the way you want it to do? Is everybody going to be fighting over the spoils? Man, you don't want that. So we're going to give you a few pointers on that. If you got questions in the meantime, here's our number to ask us while the commercials are playing. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You are listening to The Money Makeover Show.
Let's say you suddenly need to see a doctor. Maybe you're feeling under the weather, or you have a bug that you can't seem to shake. Or worse, maybe your child has come down with something. Point is, you know you need to see a doctor. But how do you go about choosing the primary care doctor that's right for you? You'll want a clinic that's nearby, and it'll have to accept your insurance plan. Well, look no farther than Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics. With numerous locations throughout the area, you'll find them everywhere you are. You'll also find something that other clinics don't have, the Baylor Scott & White Health name. That means each clinic is part of a large network of physicians, specialists, and advanced technology. We even make it possible for you to manage your care with our online patient portal. Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics have multiple locations, many with extended hours to fit your needs. And we accept most insurance plans. So when you need medical care, choose Baylor Scott & White Health. Visit bswdocs.com to find the location nearest you.
With all the ranching and farming in Washington County, the Johnny Kopaschinski family, owner of Oak Creek Farms and Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli, is proud of the youth who strive to continue in the agricultural field. It makes them happy to be a sponsor of National Ag Week. Stop in Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They serve the best kolaches in Texas along with certified Angus beef barbecue brisket, pork sausage, ribs, and chicken. Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli and Oak Creek Farms are proud to be a part of the Texas agricultural community.
Osteopathic physicians are trained in the entire scope and practice of medicine, bringing a patient-centered, holistic, hands-on approach to diagnosing and treating illness and injury. Osteopathic physicians work in partnership with their patients to help them achieve a higher level of wellness by focusing on health education as well as injury and disease prevention. Dr. Robert Stark, Brenham's osteopathic family physician. 205 North Park Street in Brenham. Call 836-5353 to make your appointment.
Standards Home Health and Hospice, covering all of Central Texas, is your local hometown health care provider. Their experienced, reliable staff provides the highest quality care and the comfort and convenience of your home. And when you must make the decision for hospice care, Standards compassionate and professional team is here for you and your family. Call 1-888-671-7007 for a free in-home consultation. That's 1-888-671-7007 for Standards Home Health and Hospice, raising the standards in healthcare.
Need a better job? Are you ready to build your career in the woodworking industry? Well, Kentmore Cabinets in Bryan has several first, second, and third shift openings for entry-level woodworkers, skilled machine operators, and assemblers. Manufacturing experience is a plus, but training will be provided. Kentmore Cabinet is offering competitive wages and benefits, including medical and vision insurance, dental insurance, disability benefits, employee assistance program, loan program, 401k plan, paid vacation and holidays, and more. Become a part of something special. Join them at Kentmore Cabinets. Apply in person at 501 Industrial Boulevard in Bryan. The successful applicants must pass drug screen, have good work record, and pass a background check. Find out more online at KentmoreCabinets.com. Apply in person at Kentmore Cabinets at 501 Industrial Boulevard in Bryan, located in the Brazos County Industrial Park off FM 2818.
Washington Animal Clinic offers quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals. They support the local agricultural community and are thankful for the efforts of the farmers and ranchers in Washington and surrounding counties. Washington Animal Clinic is proud to recognize National Ag Week by celebrating the food production in this area. To keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy, visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yeah, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. Licensed as financial advisors and planners in 19 states. And we have offices in Houston, about a mile and a half from the Galleria off of San Felipe and St. James Place. Our other office, right in Brenham, downtown on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. Got you covered no matter what. Let me give you our office phone number again. If you've got questions about stuff, you don't want to call while we're on the air, or you want to just talk to us one-on-one, or you want to come in for that free review and want to set up a time, terrific. Love to hear from you. Our office phone, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. I'm Tony Navarre, Certified Financial Planner. Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, in the studio as well this morning, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant. And Jamie's got some info that, frankly, we all kind of need to hear this from time to time, but it's how to properly take care of those you love, pass along what you've worked so hard for to the people that you want to receive it when you're gone.
Well, the article is written by Carolyn Mayer, who is a freelance writer and writes financial articles. And the title of the article is called Inheriting Trouble. And what the article is about is there are certain things you need to do when it comes to inheritance to make sure that things are not trouble, that things go more smoothly. Her opening paragraphs talk about an example in South Carolina where a family had a vacation home with some property along with it. And the mom died, and 17 years later, three lawsuits.
Oh, man.
It was finally resolved as to how the property was going to be handled. And this is the result of not doing proper planning. And generally speaking, the best way to handle inheritance like this is to open up lines of communication and let people know what's going on. The little cartoon they have with the article has four brothers and sisters, and each of them is saying either mom promised it to me or I thought I was going to get it. One of them is saying, I think we should sell it. You know, all of these things, and you think, well, this never happens. It does happen all the time. This is one of the most common issues we see when we go for the free review. One of the biggest questions always has to do with inheritance and who's going to be getting what. And it's amazing that brothers and sisters and parents don't communicate more. Many times the parents don't communicate because they don't want to think about dying. Brothers and sisters don't communicate because they don't want to step on each other's toes, or they don't want to act like they're grabbing mom and dad's stuff
before they're gone.
But the reality is all of them need to get together and open up some type of lines of communication. And most often we do see it in connection with a home or some type of real estate property.
And that's a biggie out here.
It is a biggie.
In Central Texas and the Brenham, Chapel Hill, all these areas out here where not only do we have usually the parents or even the grandparents who originally inherited or owned the property or bought it. And then you got everybody else from later on in life, all the kids and grandkids. And that can be a real hornet's nest. Yes.
What happens a lot, I have a couple, brother and sister, inherited mom's property out in Round Top. They've owned it for, you know, they owned it 80 years or something like that. And the one, the kids, the grandkids, would love to keep the property, but the brother and sister, the sister, she could handle it, she could hold it. I take it back, she didn't want it. The brother wanted to keep the property, but he couldn't afford to buy out the sister. So the two of them were there, so they ended up having to sell the property. Because they couldn't decide on the brother wanted to keep it, but he couldn't afford it, and the sister didn't want it anymore. And so they ended up selling the property, whereas the brother would have liked to have kept it in his family. Well, they could have settled that up ahead of time.
Well, and these are some of the solutions that the article talks about. The very first one would be the siblings need to get together and decide if they want to sell or keep the property. Mm-hmm. And as you had mentioned, Doug, many times they do not agree. Mm-hmm. There it always ends up being one who wants to sell, one who wants to keep, or so on and so forth. Well, let's just assume that the answer is they all decide they want to keep it. Oh, okay, well, that's simple then. No, it's not.
No, it isn't.
Because if you want to keep it, then everyone has to be willing to share ownership of the property, which means that you need to draw up legal documents indicating such that you're all going to have joint ownership, and you should meet with an attorney to do that. Is it going to be in the form of a joint ownership, a trust, a limited liability company, all the different things that you have to think about.
And who's paying the property taxes,
that's right.
All that's part of it, right?
Well, that's the next issue, is you have to put management issues in writing. How and when the property should be used, how expenses are going to be paid, such as taxes, all those different things. And then what about operating rules? If everybody decides to keep it, who's going to be responsible for cleaning it? Are you going to allow smoking? Activities, use by non-family. What happens if something gets damaged? How's it going to get paid for? I mean,
lots of issues.
There are so many issues that go on with this, and we could go on and on about this. But this is a topic we need to talk about, again, maybe in a future show where we can talk about all those different things, because it does come up all the time.
So bottom line is, if you don't have an attorney or someone who's going to draw up documents for you, help you out with some of these issues, they certainly see it a lot. You might want to think about doing that, right? In the meantime, we will tackle some of those issues when we get back to our next program, right? Which is going to be
Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. So we'll see you then.
See you back here Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.